BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here's Wednesday's podcast. We investigate the foods that Chris thinks are healthy. I've done a really bad thing. Poor Chris. You'll find out what it was in about 2 weeks, Soz. And Real or No Real features number one artist, Alice Levine.
BBC Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills here. Coming up, Mary J. Blige and Bombay Bicycle Club. I'm saying let's have a little bumbleo together after two today. Make us all realise that it's only two more days to the weekend. Official chart update coming 3:30 today with me and Jamila. I've got to tell you, today has been one of the most stressful days this show has ever had. But it is totally worth it. How are you, Chris?
I'm all right. I'm okay.
Yeah.
I'm okay now.
Are we?
I'm glad it's Bumbleo Wednesday. Let's just put it that way.
Are we still talking? Is it okay?
Well, we got to.
What do you mean we've got to?
Contractually, and also for kind of how this works, we have to. All I'm going to say is, there'll be a time that I will get you back for today, and it will be so big, it will be so big.
And when will this be?
I'm still kind of shaken about what happened today, and it's annoying because we can't talk about it.
No,
but I will one day get you back for this.
It wasn't just my idea though. Why does the buck always stop with me? And there's other people working on this show, yeah.
Anyway,
maybe it was their idea.
They've said we're not talking about it for
now. Right. So we can't play you what happened today for about 2 weeks, but it involves a huge star, like a global superstar, and was probably to date the most stressful thing that Chris has ever done in his life. But it's brilliant. It's good for the show. You've taken one for the team, mate. Think of it that way. It's been so good. Not talking again. Okay, good.
Let's crack on.
Right,
anyway.
Let's get on with today's show.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Oh, Chris, I've just seen your tweet.
Mm.
Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm all right. As I said, like, let's move on now. Because it's going to be one of those annoying situations, which I hate.
Yeah.
Where people trail it and go like, it's...
coming up.
We can't talk about it.
I know, but I just really want to talk about it because... Oh, my God!
Same. I want to talk about it because I want people to see... I think a rule was broken today. I think an unwritten rule was broken today.
What do you mean? There's no rules.
There are certain rules which don't need to be said.
Have I overstepped the mark?
I think, yeah. And loads of people are saying, is it similar to the twerking thing with Grimmy and Greg?
No, worse.
It's worse. It's unprecedented.
Chris says on Twitter, wish I could explain the day I'm having. Not allowed to, but I need a hug/beer.
I'm so tempted to say it.
No, don't say it. Right. It's good for the show.
Anyway.
Think about that.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
People are trying to guess what it is. We should stop going on about this now because it's like, for 2 weeks, it's got to be a private joke. We're not allowed to tell you what happened today, but it's big. So, by way of saying sorry, because maybe I have overstepped the friendship mark, I am buying Chris a lot of dirty fried chicken. Right now,
because this has been on all morning. In fact, I was held somewhere for 2 hours at one point.
I know, in a holding room.
This is so ridiculous.
So sorry.
But anyway, so I haven't eaten.
Do you know what?
I've actually needed the toilet since about 10 o'clock this morning.
Okay,
and still haven't. Oh,
well, thanks for that info.
Sorry.
So fried chicken is coming your way, but my favourite quote: "Oh, at least it's healthy." No, it's fried.
It's chicken.
Yeah, I know it's chicken, but it's fried chicken.
What I'm saying is that there's far unhealthier options for us to be having.
There's not really not.
There is. And in fact, you always have a go at my lunch. It's like no, the because healthy I'm day, pasta, veg. You always go, not that healthy.
No, it's carbicide. I'm obsessed with what you think is healthy food. So I've got a little list. Bread, healthy or not?
Toasted, yes, healthy.
Healthy
as
food.
As a snack.
Pasta.
With veg, healthy.
Not healthy. Chips?
No, I know chips aren't healthy. Unless they're sweet potato chips.
Right, yes, good.
I saw in a pub the other day, it made me laugh.
Fish fingers?
Definitely healthy.
Not healthy.
Fish fingers are healthy.
There's a minimal amount of fish.
No,
fish and chips?
It's unhealthy.
Yes. Peanut butter.
Healthy. Why not?
Not healthy.
What are you saying about jam then? Jam's healthy. Strawberries.
No, it's not.
No, it's just
strawberries in it.
No.
Not. Granola.
Don't know what that is.
See, that's the one, like, people think granola's healthy, it's just mashed up biscuits.
What's the deal with cereals? Shredded wheat, healthy, isn't it?
Yeah, kind of.
Cheerios, healthy.
Not healthy.
Are healthy.
No! Cake.
Depends if it's fruit or not. The Scott Mills Daily. Where do you stand on this then, right? I ate a whole load of pasta last night. Like, yes. A lot of pasta.
White pasta?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Healthy, right? Or not?
Well, I'm aware that it wasn't that healthy.
Oh, you, right, are?
That's what you're telling me.
Yeah, but did you think it was healthy at the time?
I thought it was fine.
I'm obsessed with foods that you think are healthy.
Right, but
what are you saying about banana bread? Nathan in Prestatyn wants to know. Banana bread. Banana bread.
But made from bananas?
Yes.
So healthy?
Healthy, yeah. Absolutely, yes.
No?
No. Someone, people are cooking carrot cake at the moment and didn't realise. Ali in Somerset. I thought I was being healthy. It's a carrot cake. Surely it's okay with the 400 grams of sugar and 350 mils of oil.
But it's relative, isn't it? What I'm saying is anything with a vegetable in is fine, really. You're getting one of your veggies away.
Yeah. You need to follow the weightlifter bodybuilder diet. Do you remember this guy and his diet?
8 o'clock in the morning, I'll have fish and a rice cake. At 10 o'clock, I'll have fish. At 12 o'clock, I'll have fish and a rice cake. At 2 o'clock, I'll have fish. At 4 o'clock, just before I train, I'll have fish and a rice cake. I'll train. I'll have me fish. I'll come home, have some more fish with a rice cake, and then have some fish before I go to bed.
Yeah.
And then that's it for the day.
One.
This is
BBC.
BBC Radio 1.
James on Twitter says, is the fish and the rice cake guy real? Absolutely, 100% yes. That's his diet.
Fish and a rice cake.
And I'll have me fish. And then a rice cake.
Loads of people messaging in just names of foods and then asking if I think they're healthy or not.
Michael and Kent, chocolate raisins.
Oh, that's tricky. Mm. That's healthy. That is healthy.
Yeah, definitely.
Here's another one. Pancakes, unhealthy. Crepes, healthy.
Healthy, okay. Do you really think that?
Yeah.
Okay. Cider. What are you saying about cider? One of your five a day there, down in Bromsgrove.
Well, no, I'm aware that isn't the healthiest.
It's apples, though, mate.
But it's healthier than the others.
What about cranberry sauce?
Interesting. It is tricky. This
it
isn't
is.
It?
It's a minefield, right?
This is a good one, Ellie. What are Chris's thoughts on tomato ketchup?
Well, yeah. Healthy or not?
That's blown my mind. Healthy, I would say,
absolutely,
isn't it?
Right, yeah.
No? I mean, obviously, I wouldn't recommend drinking pints of it.
Pints of tomato ketchup. You need the Brian Butterfield diet. That's what you need.
Remind me.
Right, so there's a guy called Brian Butterfield, who is actually a comedian called Peter, but he's got a character called Brian Butterfield.
Oh, yes, remember
him?
Obsessed with this guy.
Yeah, I used to love this guy, and we actually had him on the show a couple of times. Really good.
It was the weird diet thing, wasn't it?
Yeah, he's got a special diet.
And you think this could be the one for me?
I think this could be
Let's find it.
Do you want to find it?
Let's find it.
Okay, I'll find it for you next. I'm sure I've still got it here somewhere. But his diet is the one for you, because it's all healthy up until treat day, where you can have absolutely anything you want. Right. I'll go for it with you in a minute.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Okay, I found it for you. Charlotte says, OMG, I forgot all about Brian Butterfield. I was all about him on your show a few years ago, I know. So it's a guy called Brian Butterfield. Just look up Brian Butterfield diet online and you'll find it. And
you're thinking this is something that I should maybe adopt.
I definitely think it's for you because, I mean, it's an easy to follow diet. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, here's your weekday plan. Breakfast, one cornflake, toasted with low-fat spread. Drink, hot water. Lunch, small raw potato, peeled. Salad, mini lettuce leaf. Drink, room temperature water. Dinner, square of low-fat turkey breast. Baked bean in low-fat tomato sauce.
Following this.
Broccoli shavings. Right, drink, chilled water.
Mm-hmm. Baked bean.
Pudding, ice cubes and artificial sweetener.
Now that sounds quite hard to follow, but...
Saturday is treat day. For 24 hours, you can literally eat anything.
Saturday's treat day, so you can have...
pizza, pints of cream,
yep,
egg and ham slabs.
Writing this down.
During dinner mints. Sandwich casserole.
What?
Quiches Lorraine. Fluffy ruffs. Birthday pie.
And my favourite of all the meats. You ready?
Mystery meat.
There we are.
Mystery meat.
All on Saturday because it's treat day.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
So today mostly talking about what foods Chris thinks are healthy and not. Because for you it's a bit of a grey area, isn't it?
Oh, well, seemingly, yeah. But, I mean, we differ because I think you're famous as well.
Well...
so, obviously, you're going to have a different perception on things.
Apple
pie.
Your,
what was it called?
Pie.
Granola.
Apple pie, what are you saying?
Again, not too bad. Healthy.
Okay, yeah.
Obviously, right, I'm not saying massively health, but I'm saying...
all right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Guess who's just caught up?
Who?
Who's been listening to the show today? Fish and Rice Cake Boy?
No way.
Yes, he's on. So we've been playing this clip for about 4 years now.
8 o'clock in the morning, I'll have fish and a rice cake.
Hi, Danny.
Hey.
You're right.
Am I on the radio?
Yeah, you're on.
Are you the real? Are you the real one? Are you him or are you lying?
No, I'm the actual. Who'd admit to be that guy?
It is him.
Can you prove it?
It's fish and rice cake. Listen.
At 10 o'clock, I'll have fish. At 12 o'clock, I'll have fish and a rice cake.
It's definitely him.
Go on, repete. Say it again.
Fish and a rice cake.
Fish and a rice cake.
There it is.
Yeah. So, was that like on a BBC 3 documentary? Because I saw it probably... it must have been 4 or 5 years ago, right?
Yeah, it was five or six years ago, yeah. And I've been ridiculed ever since for it.
Have you really?
Yeah. You say fish is brain food, but I don't look very clever on that.
Well, you know, at the time, someone obviously told you that that was the right diet to do, right?
Yeah, sort of. I sort of did it because I was young. I sort of did most of it myself, so yeah, and I look like that. Yeah.
I was obsessed with that documentary on BBC Three for a long time, though, just because you just ate fish and rice cakes.
Hmm.
Yeah, that's all I ate. And like, I once went for my haircut, and because I ate that much fish and rice cakes, I actually smelled a fish.
And a rice cake.
Yeah, and she won't cut my hair.
What, because you smelt so much of fish?
Yeah, because it just come out of my pores, because that's for 6 weeks, that's all I ate.
Too much fish. You're like a human penguin.
Too many fish.
Too many fish.
What do you eat now, please?
Oh, not again. One day.
In the morning, I just have crisps and then chocolate.
Yeah.
And then some more crisps.
Yeah.
And then a bit of chocolate again, and that's about it for the day.
And then you'll have your chocolate.
Chocolate.
I don't
bodybuild
no more, so I just eat like a normal guy.
Oh, okay, that's good.
For lunch,
then
you'll have sandwich.
And crisps.
And for tea,
I'll have me fish.
Fish and chips and crisps.
Good to speak to you, Danny. Thanks for clearing that up. I'm glad you're not on the fish diet anymore.
It's all right, cheers.
Because you really were smelling a bit. Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Scott Mills here on Radio 1.
It's clear you've just boshed a lot of chicken. And respect to you for doing that.
I have a lot of chicken. But that was my treat to you for what happened earlier.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm sorry to keep mentioning it, but I do actually feel quite bad. You won't be able to hear this for 2 weeks, unfortunately, on Radio 1. But when you do, it will blow your mind. We did something earlier with a massive superstar, like a global superstar, one of the most famous people on the planet. And maybe I set Chris up a little bit.
Basically, a line was crossed today.
Yeah.
But okay. Look, we'll talk about it in the coming couple of weeks.
Shall we?
Yes. Here we go.
It's Wednesday. Halfway through the week. Are you ready? Let me know what you're bombalaying today. You love it. It's better when you wait for it.
Do you want people to beg for it? It's a bit weird. A bit long.
Bambolea. Yes!
Bambolea.
Porque mi vida yo la prefiero vivir así.
See, it's better when you wait.
Bamboleo, bamboleo.
Yes, everyone, it's Wednesday afternoon, 2 days to the weekend. Let's bumbleo it.
I really need this today.
I know you do.
Really
mate.
Need this.
Gaz and Kent, first one in, bumbleing his nut off, as always.
Yes, he is. All the Gazes come on now. Gaz from Bristol, bumbleing his parsnips off.
Yeah. Flailing my limbs like a madman, Harry in the van. You kept me hanging, Scott, but it was worth it. Thanks. On the way to Telford, in traffic, Dan and Loz. Bumbleoing and having a lol. Yes.
Bumbleo. Bumbleo.
Bumbleoing at my desk, says Zoe. So glad it's Wednesday, halfway through. That's right. Bumbleoing my brains out, stuck in traffic in Peterborough, Lewis. And Kate, who's an ambulance worker, is actually having a little bumbleo on her break in the actual ambulance. Yes.
Bumbleo, bumbleo.
Having it off in a van, says Chris in Rotherham. I think you've chosen your words badly.
We know what you mean.
Yeah. Clappy bit.
Clappy bit.
Bumbleo in Dallas, Texas.
Wow.
John.
Worldwide.
Hi.
Bumbleo,
bumbleo. Hi, y'all. That's what they say in Texas. Yes.
There's a few people bumbleoing away in hospital today. Big up.
Hello. Bumbleo. Danny off a fish and rice cake, eating a rice cake in
fish
celebration.
And a rice cake. Fish
and a rice cake.
We're at the end already, blimey.
Hello.
Here we go.
Tom up north, hello. And Georgie in Liverpool. See, I see. Bumbleing. I see.
Blazing.
On her 21st birthday. Happy Bumbleo Day to you.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So many people loving Bumbleo Wednesday today. I think it was needed.
Have you seen it in the Wikipedia, the entry for Bumbleo Wednesday?
I know, I like it that it's on Wiki now, because that makes it, like, official.
Yeah, it does. Although, the problem is, as soon as we mention Wikipedia, then people go on and change things.
Sure. It says, since January 2014, Bumbleo Wednesday has become a feature on the Scott Mills Show on Radio 1. On Bumbleo Wednesday, Scott will play a section of the song Bumbleo to help people get over the hump day, while Chris Stark gets overexcited, sings along, and does what he wants.
Does what he wants. He does what he wants.
Yeah, that's what he does.
The Scott Mills Daily.
They were on our show from the Tendring School in Essex on Monday for Children in Need. That's Rixton, Wait on Me. Had a good chat with them as well. It's on the Scott Mills Daily Podcast, as are all of our best bits. If you miss any of the show, because I know you can't listen like every day between 1 and 4, get the Scott Mills Daily from the Radio 1 website or anywhere where you would normally get your podcasts from, a fruit-based site maybe.
My favourite thing this week, though, was when we were at the train station in, what was the place called, you know, when we went to the school?
Thorpe Les Oaken.
That's the one. And we're at the train station there. And obviously at the beginning of the podcast, you do this little intro.
Yeah.
Which sums up what's on the podcast. But you did this from the train station.
Yeah, I just recorded it on my voice memos on my phone.
But it was just really strange watching you at a train station just sort of talking into your phone.
I mean, it's not the most professional, but anyway.
But it'll do. But if you download the podcast, you'll hear that. You'll know what I'm talking about. You might even hear a train go past.
Actually, yes, you will, actually. Someone emailed me yesterday going, I'm enjoying all of your intros to the podcast at the moment, because I've done one, I think, while I was at home last week. I did one at a train station on Monday.
You did one from home?
Yeah, I did one from home as well. Yeah. And I'm going to do probably the next one in the toilet. So download the Scott Mills Daily Podcast.
Is this just where you forget to do it?
Yeah, I forget to do, like, coming up on the podcast, and so later on, the producer will remind me, and I'll be like, I'll just do it now.
But
then
this gives an insight. So what happens, the show finishes at 4 o'clock here.
Yeah.
Then sometimes Scott will just leave unannounced.
No, that's not true.
Other things to do, that
kind of
thing.
Very hard.
In fact,
yes.
Sometimes, imagine this, when the last song is playing, Scott is leaving.
No, that's not true. Sometimes I've got my coat on, yes. But that's because it's cold.
Start the car.
No, start the car. Leave the car running, love. I'll be 3 hours. It's not like that at all. Hey, do you know what happened yesterday? Sarah Cox said to me ages ago when I got Strictly Come Dancing, she was like, "Babe, you're going to be followed around now by loads of grannies in supermarkets." Actually, happened to me yesterday. Like an old gran.
I saw it outside work.
Like
every now and then, people come to Radio 1, they want to get photos and things like that. That's great. But there were a couple of people outside, and I thought they must be the parents of someone who was wanting, an autograph or a photo. And all of a sudden I heard, "Scott?"
Yeah.
"Scott?
Scott? Scott?" And then that air of panic that they think you're going to leave. It's like, no, it's just, I'm fine. "Scott?"
But have you noticed that? Just a new, kind of new fans?
It's a new audience, yeah. Housewife's favourite. I went for a run the other day, and an old lady was sat outside a cafe, and she didn't know what to say. And she just, I was like in my own little world, having a run, and she just pointed at me and went, "On television!"
Crap!
That's all she said. On television!
The Scott Mills Daily.
Good afternoon, Alice Levine.
Good afternoon.
It's Radio 1 and all... No, hang on. Oh, wrong way around. All-Star Choir and Radio 1's Alice Levine.
I like that.
How about
Thank
this?
You.
Alto Levine. That's her voice on it. Altos.
I'm in the alto.
Like a tenor.
Are you an alto, are you?
Yeah.
Alto
the
Levine.
Most difficult group, in fact. Did you watch it on Monday? He said that I was the one he was most concerned about.
I know, how rude.
So rude.
You're having a mare, aren't you, on that? A bit like me on Strictly. Just bad comments.
I know, just
but
rein in.
People love an underdog.
They do, don't they? Well, you got kicked out, so it doesn't
matter. All right.
They love him for a while.
I managed 6 weeks, actually, love. Hey, you might be number one today. That's weird.
Oh, my goodness. Can you imagine? Would I be the... Would of all the Radio 1 DJs at the moment, would I be the only one with a number one?
This is a great question to throw around. Scott, have you got a number one?
No. Never had a number one.
Greg got a number one?
Greg
thumbs
number,
up if
have
you
been
had number
one?
Have you had a number one?
No, he's not had number... Greg James, have you been number one in the charts ever?
No.
No, Alice Levine's first for that.
I bet Zane's produced a number one.
Oh, of course, yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't count.
That sounds weird.
Yeah. But no, I think you may be the first ever Radio 1 DJ to have a number one. Not a chart hit, though, because back in the 80s, they were all at it. They all released songs then.
Do I get a gold disc?
I don't know the answer to these questions, Alice.
So if you announce this...
You're just getting a bit carried away with yourself.
At midweek, then you'll credit Alice properly, right?
Do you want to come in if you are number one? Do you want to come in on the official chart update?
Yes, I do.
Right, come and see me at 3:30 then, my love.
Okay.
Orcs if it's number 39.
Or 41.
Yeah. And here's Real or No Real.
Despite what Wretch 3-2 might have you believe, "I found my treasure in you" is actually seven words. According to the Oxford English Rules of Grammar, "I've" counts as two words. I and have.
Yeah, but it's joint. Two words joint. And
"I've."
It's one word.
So that's the Wretch 3-2 song. Six words. "I found my treasure in you."
It's a massive nerd alert.
Actually seven words.
Okay, well, if that's true, then but I think that's now one word, isn't it? "I've" is not two words. Alice, you probably would know this.
It's a contraction. So it's
a what?
A contraction of two words. So it's "I have," obviously. So that is two words. But it's like abbreviated, isn't it?
Mm.
It's a serious nerd alert, this.
I love grammar, and even I think this is a nerd alert.
No,
"I found my treasure in you."
No. "I've found" it is. The actual words are "I've found." Is it seven words?
No. Real. No, real.
I'm going to say real.
You're saying real?
I don't care, but I'm going to say real.
That one is no real.
Oh, now I care.
Okay, so there are no set rules about whether "I've" is one word or two in the Oxford English, so I think Wretch, this occasion, has got away with it.
He goes and lists all his, things that he's grateful for, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Is that the one? Is that song?
That's it, yeah.
And he lists, he's like, "I've got my kids" and everything, and then he runs out of things and he's like, "My life." Yeah. So I'm like, "My car."
What about this one?
When asked about the hardships of her youth, FKA Twigs says, "In Gloucestershire, the hardest part of the day would be if you got stuck behind a tractor on the way to school."
Wow, I can't wait for the album.
Surely it's a hardship dancing behind Jessie J. That's a hardship.
FKA Twigs. How's that? Why are you hooing?
I'm just not bothered.
Did you just
hear
FKA Twigs?
You can't hoo something if it's not a hoo. You literally just hooed in the most arrogant kind of way imaginable without any explanation.
I'd like to issue an apology to FKA Twigs.
I
was out of order. Out of order, sorry.
FKA Twigs, how did she
just
come
makes
about
me
the name?
Tired, that music.
Makes you tired?
Yes.
I love that after you hooed her, you picked up an empty plastic cup and tried to hydrate yourself. You're like, who?
Nothing in there. So FKA Twigs was
the artist known as Twigs.
Was the most difficult part of the day in Gloucestershire, getting stuck behind a tractor on the way to school.
I can believe that.
That would be annoying.
I'm going to go real on this one.
I'm going to say, I can't imagine her saying anything that, like, humorous, so no real.
That one is real.
Oh. Yes.
Well done, Twigs.
It's hard out there in Gloucestershire. Now, the next one isn't going to be read by Chris Smith. It's actually going to be read by you, Alice. So we've printed it out for you.
Okay, thank you.
Here we go, then. So here's Alice Levine with the next Real or No Real.
According to one study, half of all people will yawn after reading the word yawn.
I'm all right. You? Mm. Anyone in this room? Because that's
yawn,
already
then?
50% is, although I do feel a yawn coming on.
See, I wanted to yawn, but I didn't actually.
But you guys
yawn.
Didn't read the word yawn. Only I did.
Well, you didn't yawn either.
Exactly, but yours doesn't count. It doesn't matter whether you guys did. Only matters whether I
see.
Did.
And did you?
No. None of you cared, did you? You're just worried about yourselves.
The real or no reals today are slightly whiffy.
Aren't they?
They're eggy.
I don't know why.
I just think we might have run out.
The made-up ones have been pretty appalling. The wretch one was made up.
Also, this is the only thing printed on this bit of paper. What a waste.
So, real or no real?
According to one study, half people will yawn after reading the word yawn. Yeah, I'm still willing one to happen and no.
No.
So, yeah, but it never comes if you beg it. It's like a sneeze.
Yeah, quite. Give you a pound if you sneeze, so you can't. I'm going to say, well, if it's half, then I'll say real.
No real.
That one is no real.
Well, I'm saying no
this
real.
This is the worst no real. This is the worst ever.
It's bad one.
It's not
wrap
the best,
it up.
Is it? Yeah. Okay, no, we've got one more. Let's plough on.
Scott Mills only has one contact saved into the favourites section of his phone, Davina McCall's FaceTime.
Oh, that's huge. I do think we're running out of
real. I like that it was like, Scott Mills only has one contact.
Scott Mills only has one.
So is that real or no real?
Is this a good time to put an appeal out for new real or no reals?
Yeah, if you can help at this difficult time, please just send £1 to. No, just email scott.mills bbc.co.uk because we're running out.
Okay. Real or no real, I might be number one on Sunday. It's just an easy reel. No,
Davina McCall in the phone. Now, I don't know how the favourites thing works. So,
and
FaceTime?
Though.
Yeah, I've obviously got a number, but would I FaceTime her though? A bit weird.
That's quite intimate, isn't it? Yeah. FaceTime.
No, but that often is something that happens by accident for me. You accidentally FaceTime someone. I accidentally FaceTimed. We said about this a while ago. I accidentally FaceTimed someone at 3 a.m. and you know the person. Yes, exactly.
Him. Yeah.
Now. It's really unwise.
You do not want to FaceTime him.
Did he pick up?
Well, it's an awkward. It's basically a very awkward person to be FaceTiming at 3 a.m.
He'll think that's a come on.
And
is it someone you work with?
I can't remember if we named them last time. So I'd rather
we can't name them, but he will think that's you flirting.
So inadvisable. Anyway, so you did. Mills. Favorite Davina McCall's thing in your phone somehow.
Uh-huh.
I don't think you'd know how to do this, so I'm going to say no real.
Oi.
I'm going to say that he didn't know how to do it and it was an error favoriting, so I'm going to say real.
That one is real.
Yeah, I've no idea why, but Davina McCall FaceTime is in my favourites. Okay, good. At the end of that round of real or no real, slightly whiffy.
I got 30, Alice got 10, but she might have a chart number one, so I'm sure she doesn't care.
So she doesn't care.
When do I come back to find that out, please?
Annoyingly, though, I mean, obviously it's a great cause, but you don't get any money from this, do you, Alice?
Not a single penny.
I mean, you'd be loaded if you were actual number
Can
one.
You imagine?
I know. You wouldn't even be talking to us right now. The Scott Mills Daily. Deb's with you tomorrow from 1 o'clock. I'm back on Friday. Make sure you download this podcast or listen from 1 o'clock. Scott Mills, BBC Radio.